Blog Talk Radio.
In spirit and in truth, and surrender, afflict their soul,
and be obedient unto you. Bless us this day, Lord. Bless us this Sabbath day as we come together to glorify you and magnify you and to praise you, because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Your glory filled the heavens. Your trail of your garment filled the heaven, Lord. And the angels bow before you saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Lord, you are God all alone. And you don't need anyone to help you and to tell you how to run your government, how to direct your people, how to speak to your people. And you have chosen the weakest of all generations to give you glory and praise and to finish the work. Just like with Gideon, you chose the least of the people to do the work, that none might say that they have done it, but because of your mercy, your love, your strength, that we can be overcome, and we can be in, and we can endure until the end, and we can call upon you even now, Lord, that you will be in the midst of us. Bless each and every family representative. Bless the speaker that will come at the 8 o'clock hour. Fill us again with your Holy Spirit so that we can testify of your goodness. We can praise you and pray and afflict our souls and tell of your love and your mercy through this week that have brought us to another Sabbath. Bless us again, protect us, and guide us. And we pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And just before I open the line, I will share a reading from, Spirit of Prophecy. Again, just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters. As we know, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God said, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. He placed his sanctity upon this day and blessed it, and hallowed it as a day of rest. It is the only command in the whole Decalogue that tells who God is. It placed God in distinction with It places God in distinction with every other God. It says, the God that made the heaven and the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the creator. The God that made the trees and the flowers, that created men. This is the God that you are to keep before your children, as you have only to put to the flowers and tell them that he made these things and that he rested on the seventh day from all his labor. The seventh day is a God-given memorial, pointed to God as the maker of the heavens and the earth. It distinguishes the true God from all false gods. That's a liturgy. All who keeps the seventh day sanctified by this act that they are worshiper of Jehovah. Thus, the Sabbath is the sign of man's allegiance to God as long as there are any upon the earth to serve him. And I'll end it there. Praise the Lord. We know the Sabbath day and who created it and why. And we ought to honor and to share with others and to tell them and not keep this to ourselves. Because if there's anything we have good to share, to tell, we're always willing to share and to tell others. So this is very important message, important Decalogue, important information to share with others as we meet them by the highway and the byway, even our families and friends that don't know, to remind them and put it before them regarding the Sabbath, which God had made for everyone, not just for the Jews, because it was at the creation when there wasn't a Jewish nation, when he made heaven and earth. And we know that Sabbath is made for us and not we for the Sabbath. Amen? So I'll go ahead and open the line. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath. This is Sister Leola calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I am so grateful to be on this prayer line. And I'm grateful that this day God has blessed us to see the Sabbath. And that's what I would like to study. I mean, that's what I would like to eat. And I'm reading from Maranatha. I love this, these Maranatha headings, because it teaches us about what is going to happen. So I want to begin to read this fellow because I don't want to take up too much time. So I'm reading from Maranatha, June 5th. The image to the beast is set up. And, of course, it comes from Revelation 14. And I want to read the verse. It says, he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means to them that dwell on earth, that they should make an image to the beast. Okay, reading. The image of the beast will be formed before probation closed, for it is to be the great test for the people of God, by which their eternal destiny will be decided. In Revelation 13, the subject is plainly presented. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns, the lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercised all the powers of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose daily wound was healed. Then the miracle working power is revealed, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had a wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and call, that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he called all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. That image beast will set up is that Sunday worship. So let me read this last paragraph, and it's going to give you just a little bit more. It says, this is the test that the people of God must have before they are sealed. All who prove their loyalty to God by observing his law and refuse to accept a spurious Sabbath will rank under the banner of the Lord God Jehovah and will receive the seal of the living God. Those who yield the truth of heavenly origin and accept Sunday Sabbath will receive the mark of the beast. So reading this and listen to what you are saying, Sister Carla, that that loyalty to God. But guess what? The homage that the beast wants is to pay homage. He wants loyalty. But if those that pay homage to him, now I just have this to say, that if a man, if just use me, if I to a man that is a sinner just like me, what benefit am I getting from that? He's a man just like me. He can't save me. He can't help me. He can't heal me. He can't do nothing for me. Even to the fact that he can't even give me nothing, because what he gives to you, he will take it back. So I'm so grateful that the loyalty to give to our Father, our God Jehovah, what he gives to you, he does not take it back. And he said, amen, that if you would be loyal to him, He said he's going to give us a crown of life. Oh, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm grateful to know that great God of heaven. And may we all just keep looking for him. As and I'm studying his word. Amen. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, because as we read this stuff, it is real. And it's soon to happen. So thank you. God bless. And as you read that, I had mine, and I said, well, what a blessing it is. The reading had similar words. Amen. Thank you, and God bless my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing that. We know that God's words, they go together, and Spirit of Prophecy was written, you know, as a letter like to show us and to teach us these things and to remind us, you know, about the Sabbath and about obedience and about serving our Creator, not serving a man. But thank the Lord, we know this, Sister Leola and my brothers and sisters, but many people don't know this, especially those in the Sunday churches. They think that the priest or the pope or whatever, they give them homage, and they think that they can, you know, forgive their sin, and we know that is not so, and people are being deceived because they're not reading the word for themselves, the word of God, and they're going by tradition, and they're going with the easy thing. Instead of you speaking to God yourself and you asking God to help you overcome certain sin, they rather go to a man and ask for forgiveness and do it again and go to a man, as you rightly state, a man that is sinful as we are and cannot forgive sin and do not have maybe a personal relationship as we do with our Savior, because God said, come to us, you know, by ourselves. We don't need someone to go to God for us like the children of Israel did with Moses, but Jesus has died, and he's sitting on the right hand right now on our behalf. Okay, let me go back to the screen. So again, thank you for sharing. Again, please press 1 so that you can quickly share, my brothers and sisters. We're going to start on time with the speaker at the 8 o'clock hour, so I'll go ahead and open the other line. Sister Consonella usually comes on to sing, so I'll go ahead and open her line so she can give us the song. She's kind of my co-host in a way. So 518-482, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to everyone who are online this evening. I'm so happy to be here. I came off the prayer line that I was in the prayer line, and we started things from 6 o'clock. And then I put on my phone, Sister Carla, and I was just singing away because I heard nobody was on the line as yet. Excuse me. I am very happy for when the Sabbath hour comes to this earth. I am so happy. And this afternoon, I just want to give God praise and thanks for his blessings that he is bestowing on me and my family. You know, I want to talk of this evening a little about something nailed to the cross. Something was nailed to the cross. And today is our Sabbath, right? This is, yes, we are in the Sabbath hours. And you don't hear many people talking about the thing that was nailed to the cross. What they said was nailed to the cross. They said that the Sabbath, it was the Sabbath that was nailed to the cross. But we have text to prove that the Sabbath was not nailed to the cross. And I just want us to listen for a few minutes very attentively. It says the dying Son of God himself, he said to have nailed something to the cross. And the apostle spoke about this. He says, Apostle Paul, he spoke about this in these words. He says, blotting out the handwritings of the ordinances that was against us and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And if you want anybody to tell you that the Sabbath was nailed to the cross, you have to tell them, give them this verse, Colossians 2:14. blotting out the handwritings of ordinances that was against us and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And that is found in Colossians 2:14. This doesn't mean that Jesus actually took a hammer and nailed the roll of ordinances to his cross, but it does signify that some law or act of laws ended at his death. So when Christ died, some ordinances that we had to do before he died, we don't have to do them anymore. If you read the Bible and you read in the first part of the Bible, you read all the ordinances that he did that was they had to that they had to do, right? Paul, in another passage, Paul speaks of it again. He said in Ephesians 2:15, he says, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. So the commandments that were made in ordinances, that is another thing that was nailed to the cross. He abolished that. So it is quite obvious that there must be more than one type of or kind of law in the Bible. And we know that the moral law of God, which is the Ten Commandments, did not end at Calvary. It did not end when Jesus was hanging on that cross. Hundreds of passages in the Bible tells us that it is just as wrong today for one Bible to tell us that it is just as wrong today for one to steal. It is wrong for one to steal, kill, commit adultery, or break any other of the Ten Commandments as it ever was. So Christ did not come to destroy the moral law. He came to fulfill. And that is given as a perfect example of how to live in ordinances with it. In addition, he gave us the enabling strength as we remain by his side to fully obey him. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, if God had wanted to abolish the law, which is the standard of all morality, Christ would not have died. He would not have died to meet its holy demands. God's moral law is an enduring as his own character. And I want to sing of two verses of this song, because a lot of others have to come in with their comments. So I just want to sing, the Word of God incarnate. Oh, Word of God incarnate. Oh, oh, Word of God incarnate, always born from on high. Oh, truth unchanging. O light of our dark sky, we praise thee for the radiance that from the hallowed page ascended to our footsteps, shined on from age to age. It floated like a banner before God's heart unfold. It shines like a beacon above the darkling world. It is the chart and the compass that all our searching see. Mid myths and rocks and quicksands still guide to Christ to be. Oh, make thy church, dear Savior, a lamp of purest gold, to bear before the nations thy truest light of all. Oh, teach thy wandering pilgrims by this new path to trace, dear clouds and darkness ending, they see thee face to face. I just want to all of us to remember that what God nailed to the cross was not the Ten Commandments. It was the ordinances. So if anybody tell you that the Sabbath was nailed to the cross and we don't have to keep the Sabbath anymore, we could quote these texts and let them know, because this is Bible truth. I don't want to hear nothing else but from nothing else but the truth. So we could always, it's not good to argue the Bible, but it's just to show people that when they're speaking things that are not truth, we must not sit down, close up our mouths, and listen. We have to open our mouth, because God gave us mouth to speak, and we have to speak up on Him. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carlo, for this privilege that I can open my mouth this evening to give God praise and thanks for His blessings that He has given me and on my family. And I pray that God will be with all of us on this line, that as we come on this line, help us to encourage others by studying the word, sharing the word, no matter what it is. We can say something to encourage somebody along life's path. It's just today I went out today, and normally don't go outside at all, but I went out today. I had to go out. And when I went in this shop, this store, I saw a friend that I haven't seen for a long time. And I said, I quickly took her number. I said, oh, I haven't seen you for such a long time. Myself and my sister-in-law was talking about you. And I haven't seen you. I'm so glad to see you. And I quickly took her number. And you know what? I'm going to contact her and tell her about Jesus. Tell her about the Bible. Because she, in that long time that I haven't seen her, she had a stroke. And God was so good to her. She was able to walk. She was able to walk and go back driving. So I said, well, you have a lot to give God praise and thanks for, because many did not survive. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, because we have to look for opportunities to tell our friends and family about Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Blessed Sabbath to all.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing and your songs and of joy and just the joy in your voice. And we want, like you, to always encourage our friends, our families, our neighbors, and tell them about the soon coming of Jesus. That's the job that we have. It's not a, you know, to many it might seem like a hard task, but we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. We shouldn't be ashamed of our Maker and our Creator. I mean, if God is would be ashamed of us, we wouldn't be here. We will be living in a terrible way. And but God loves us, and He looks down on us. He see we need help. He sees we need our His protection, His love, and His care and long suffering. Because we're error so much. We make mistakes, and you know, as long as we go back and repent, He's right there waiting for us and welcome. And have an open arm to welcome us. Like, I just want to welcome each and every one of you joining us via the internet and online, those in Japan, China, I believe South Korea, the Netherlands, Canada, and throughout the Caribbean, and here in the United States. Welcome each, welcome one, welcome all. Go to the next caller. Please be brief. 985-232, happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Good evening. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us, and we're all back again on the Sabbath once more. Want to read a prayer. Lord, you are great and limitless, God. It's amazing. It amazes us that despite your in infinite presence, you choose to take notice of us. Thank you for not forgetting us, helping us to never forget that it is your love that causes us to see you so that we may not fall to the snare of pride and be tempted to turn away you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, what a wonderful from the Lord. And this is what we need to follow Jesus, because he's never turning us down, because he full of his love. And we love the Lord, because that's why we're on here praising and singing and lifting him up. And I just want to ask for prayers for my family, prayers for my all my whatever from head to toe, and prayers for the Sister Power, her Alex Nation, her mission. Prayers for the Advent Life family off and on. Prayers for everybody around the world. You know, our ministry, and just want to pray for the hospitals and nursing homes and all those on the street. And God just bless each and every one that I miss. So have a blessed day. I'm glad you're back, Carla. Amen. We've been praying for your sister. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda.
Brother John.
Yes. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Brother John from Louisiana. I just want to thank God, as always, our Lord up above that watches us. He sits up high, but he looks down low upon us and sees everything. Everything we go through, he knows and feels inside. And he's always there, someone we can lean on. And I was just thinking to myself, I just want to share right quick. I thought about a lot of things went on in my life. You know, I used to always think back on certain worldly songs back then, though. It was like worldly songs, you know, like sometimes I felt a little down of all the worldly songs for like motivation and this and that. And now it's a whole different, you know, ball game now, like doing it and them spiritual thoughts. I turn to scriptures now, you know, could be, you know, just going through anything. I think of a scripture to help me, to motivate me to keep on moving now. So it's not the worldly songs. It's like scriptures and it's gospel songs, you know, things like that. Now just think about how much of a difference it is. And it's just, you know, it's so much powerful and so much deeper, you know, than there was worldly songs I used to listen to. It's gospel songs. And like I said, the scriptures and, it's just so much deeper and uplifting. I just wanted to share that. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing that we have a living God who wait for us to come to him, and, you know, in our sorrows, in our good time and bad time, just to come to him and talk to him as a friend. And I understand what you mean, Brother John. Sometimes the enemy will come and bring things back up or cause us to think a certain way. That's when we have to more run to Jesus, sing. You know, singing is a weapon, and pray so that, you know, evil thoughts or worldly things that comes up or whatever it is that the enemy will throw to us in our thoughts, we just have to surrender to God and ask him to take those away and to help us. So again, praise the Lord, my brother. I will go to the next caller. Again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Nice to have you on the prayer line. Please press 1 and be brief to share. And if you're new, just to say hi, tell us where you're calling from. 888-868, your line is now open. 301-868, your line is open. See if you're on mute. Okay, can't hear if that person is speaking, so I'll go to the next caller. Okay, good evening. 985-202, your line is now open. Please check your line, see if it's on mute. 985-202, your line is open. Okay, I'm not sure if it's my line. If someone can text me or let me know if you can hear me. I'm not sure if it's me or it's these 985-202, your line is now open. Okay, see my line. I'll go and check Sister Leola, see if you can hear me. 225, your line is open. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You are very clear.
Okay. Okay, so it's the other. Okay, thank you. Amen, thank you. Praise the Lord. So 985 is not answering. 843-206, good evening and happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. It's Sister Tamiko from Florida. And I just want to praise the Lord for bringing us a week safe and sound. He has protected us from all hurt and all harm. He has been with us. He never left us nor forsaken us. And I'm thankful he loves us all with an everlasting love. So I just have a scripture to read in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. Amen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. So I'm thanking the Lord for always being there to help us. Whenever we need help from the Lord, we can call on him. We can ask him for help, and he hears our cry for help, and he helps us. So I'm thanking him for every blessing that he has bestowed upon each and every one of us. And I'm asking for prayer for my family, for my children, my grandchildren, and I'm also lifting up the Event Life prayer line, praying for you, Sister Carla, and your children, Nicholas and Amanda, and praying for Sister Powell in Jamaica and her children also, her grandchildren, I'm asking for prayer for, and her precious group in Jamaica, Sister Leola, praying for her and her family, Brother Eli and his family, and Sister Continelli and her family. Also, thank you, Stephanie and Katie and Kaja. So thank you so much. God bless you all. Happy, blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. My beloved sisters and brothers, I love you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing. It's always a blessing to hear my brothers and sisters. Most of them I haven't met, but praise the Lord. We're all family of God, the living and true God, and we can come on a prayer line or a Zoom or some form of social media to meet and to encourage each other to pray and to lift up our Heavenly Father and talk of his goodness and also to study to show ourselves approved. Amen. So I will go back to the number 301-868 to see if that person is available to quickly share.
Your line is
open.
Happy Sabbath, beloved. I just want to thank God for bringing me through a rough week, a stormy week, but God is good. I'm so blessed to be able to know that I have the Sabbath where I can come and I can just lay all the burdens. I know you all have been praying for me, praying for my children. I am amazed of what God is doing to the, with those little children in the classroom, the things that they're saying, they're funny. You know, they're so calm, and I know that this is not where these children were last year. And so I just want to thank God for his goodness towards me, you know, towards my family. Sister Powell actually made it to Jamaica safely on Wednesday. We ask you all to continue to pray for her as they're getting ready to funeralize her grandnephew's grandmother. And so just ask God to continue to protect her as well. And just to continue
strengthen us as we are on this battlefield. And we know that it is not, you know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness of, you know, and demons. And so with God, we know that the victory is within us, within him. So thank you for opening my line. I thank you so much. You know, and just thank God for this beautiful Sabbath day where I can come and I can rest and know that I can bask into his goodness towards me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Amen. For coming on and sharing, and we will continue to keep Sister Powell in prayer. And she is in her 80s, and she has a lot of energy and strength, and she's always willing to help. And I thank the Lord for she's in her right mind, and she's doing all these things to encourage others, to help them, and she has the strength and endurance. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. That's what happened when you live for God and when you do things to help others. He will bless you even in your older age and also in your young or middle age. God will bless you and see you through, especially those difficult times.
So I will go ahead and try to open the line for, let's see, 985-209. If you can be brief, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy day. I thank the Lord for coming on tonight, and I just thank the Lord for Jesus for saving me, and I just thank the Lord for you all, my sisters and brothers in the Lord, and I thank the Lord for seeing another year of my birthday, 62 years, and I want to do nothing but serve the Lord. If it's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and all that, I want to stay in the Lord. And I thank the Lord for y'all and pray for my family. And I love Jesus.
Amen. Amen, sister. This is Sister Mary. Who am I speaking to?
It's Sister Mary Friend. She told me about this. This thing on this prayer line, and I try to be on here every time.
Praise the Lord. What's your name again?
My name is Sister Phyllis Williams. I'm from Homer.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Sister Williams. We'll keep you in prayer. Just need to get the voices, you know, to remember the voices and who's calling. So thank you again for joining us, and we praise the Lord for blessing you to see another birthday and another year to give him glory and praise and to continue to surrender to him and to pray for your families and friends and you know, just to live in obedience unto him. That's what we are called to do. That's what we have been put on the earth, to serve God. Amen. So thank you again. We're going to open this glass. We have two more lines. Again, please be brief, brothers and sisters, because we have to go into prayer. 631-552. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
I just want to share a song. And then that's it. Tempted and tried, all made to wonder, why it should lead us all the day long, while there are others living about us, we're less than going the wrong, further along we'll know all about. Thank you. But along you understand, cheer up my brothers within the sunshine. We'll understand it by and by. When death has come and taken the loved ones, he'll leave a home so we can dream. And then we do a yard on the spot, living so we can hear our friends. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Share with my brother living in the sunshine. We'll understand in our by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes down from that home in the sky, and then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up my brothers living the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. We'll understand it all by and by.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Brother O'Neill, could you give us a word of prayer if you're in the position to, please?
Songwriter said, "For the alone, O God." As the songwriter said, "O Lord, that for the alone we'll know all about it. For the alone we'll understand why. We'll understand why our loved ones pass away. We won't understand why so much trials we go through. But Father, we know that you are our Father, and you allow these things to strengthen us, not to weaken us." Father, let's ask you to forgive us of any sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We come in no other name but the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for your blessing upon us through the long course of the week. In spite of all that we've been through, you have preserved our lives. Father, I pray, Lord, that you be with us, as you have said to Satan, touch all that he has, but save his life. Father, sometimes you allow things to happen, and the enemy can go thus far and no longer. Have your own way with us, Lord. Cover us on your blood. Help us, O Lord, to put our trust and our confidence in you. For you that have begun a good work in us will perfect it until that perfect day. Father, we thank you for this line, O Lord. We thank you for each and every person that is represented from every country that they are, Lord. Father, help us, O Lord, to bond together. Father, help us to understand that redeem the time because the days are evil, Lord. Father, help us recognize that our redemption draw at night. The signs of the times are everywhere, O Lord. Father, as you said in Revelation chapter 7, the angels that you have placed on the four corners of the earth, not the sea, till I see the seal of a servant in their forehead, Lord. Father, we're living in sealing time, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to walk circumspect, not as wise, but not as fool, O Lord. Father, we know what is going on, Lord. So much commotion, O Lord, all over the world. So much murder, so much bloodshed. So much suffering, O Lord. So much hunger, so much sickness, O Lord. Pray, O Lord, that you comfort us, O Lord, and help us to understand, Lord, that soon we'll be in a world where we will not have any sickness, no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, Lord. As your word tells us, O Lord, the former things shall not be remembered. Father, burn of my heart is for our children, O Lord. We see, O Lord, that many of our children, they're not connected to you as they are to, O Lord. And Father, I pray, O Lord, that you help them, Lord, to know that this is one opportunity they have to make it right with you, Lord. No other opportunity when probation is closed, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you help them, Lord, to make their calling and election sure. Help us as parents, O Lord, to constantly echo sentiment of the urgency of the time to them, Lord, in loving way, so that they may make a decision before eternally too late. Father, we pray, O Father, our young people caught up, O Lord. The media and all these things, O Lord, has become so enticing to them, Lord. our young people, they don't even know to do practical things as back in the days, oh Lord, because all these gadgets just take over the homes, oh Lord. And many times, us as parents, if we provide it for them, rather they need practical training so that they can able to be men and women of stature in this world. Father, be their speaker today, oh Lord, as you come to present your word to us, oh Lord. I pray that you will baptize many with power from an eye, oh Lord. Pray that your Holy Spirit will touch him in such a way, oh Lord, that he presents your word with clarity. And Father, give us receptive ears as we listen to your words, Lord. And help us, oh Lord, to draw closer and closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. And I just want to do one more prayer. I believe Elder Richardson is on for a song. Brothers and sisters, we are going over the time. Just want to pray for Brother Eli, too, and all the prayer requests. Heavenly Father, as we continue to pray, we just thank you for another Sabbath. We thank you for your blessings, your protection, your love, your mercy towards each and every one of us. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, Lord. We have done things that was not right in your eyes this week, Lord. We ask for a true heart of repentance. We surrender our will, our wants, our needs to you. We ask that you will bless all the requests, the unspoken prayer requests, even Brother Eli, touch him in a special way, his family. Thank you for Brother Ricardo, Sister Samantha, and all your teachers, your leaders, your prophets, your evangelists, your mothers and fathers, young men and young women and children. Please continue to press upon our hearts the urgency to repent and to share the good news and to cry aloud and spare not and show your people, show the world, your created being, what they must do in these last days, because you are soon to come, that you won't come upon us, upon them, as a thief in the night. Bless us to this end, we pray, and we thank you. And in Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. So I'll open this line for Elder Richardson for a song before Brother Ricardo come on. 931-332, your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Are you hearing me, Sister Carla?
Yes, we can hear you.
Amen, amen. It's so good to know that, you know, one thing with a family knows each other, you know, and it was so good to know that you can call me out and say that Richardson had a song. Well, I heard Brother O'Neill. Brother O'Neill, it's a pleasure to hear you for a while. I haven't heard from you, but we're glad on this Sabbath day to come together, and I will not hold back the time any longer. I know the words are ready to speak, but Sister Carla said, okay, all right, Sister Carla, I'll do a song. I had one in mind, though. What a day that will be. All right. Amen. Amen.
There is coming a day when the heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky. No more tears to dim the eye. All be peace forevermore in the happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saves me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Thank you, Sister Carla. Because of time, I just did one stanza. I appreciate it to everyone. God bless. Thanks.
Amen. What a beautiful song. Thank you, Elder Richardson. for using your talent that God has blessed you with to give us that one standard. We could have had some more, but that's okay. Just my blessing of Happy Sabbath goes out to you and your beautiful wife, Sister Richardson. Thank you again for joining us, and thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters and their family for joining us. This is a blessing to come together, unified. Now I will turn the line over to Brother Ricardo, our speaker at this time. Your line is now open. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you so much for choosing Advent Light to fellowship and to worship with us and to come to hear the word of God. I know that you aren't coming to hear, Brother Ricardo, but you know that God have a little sharp man in the wilderness crying out and making the way of the Lord straight. Amen, beloved. So save us through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. So, beloved, as we're going to go into this message, this is the message we are told. This is the message that needs to be given for this time, the first, second, and third angel. So we're going to look at the fourth angel, the Lord cry of the fourth angel. But before we go into it, you know, we cannot do anything without the presence, without the power, without the help of the Holy Spirit, which is my divine teacher and your divine teacher. Amen. So while I pray outwardly, you pray inwardly for me, that God will put his words in my mouth. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Lord, I come before your presence, and I also present my brother in the hearing of my voice who are about to listen to your words that coming from my lips, O God. I am a sinful man. I am a decorated dust. There is nothing good in me, O God. So now, Lord, you've given me the privilege to come before your people to represent you, O God. I pray that I will represent you fully and to bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, let no ounce of glory go to me, not even a pat on the back, but Lord, you will be uplifted and your words be exalted. Now we ask for the power and the anointing and the help of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm asking you to touch my brothers and sisters wherever they are at this moment. Do for them what they cannot do for themselves because they are weak, but you are strong. So now, Lord God Almighty, as we forget about the work and the bills and the yard and the plates and all of these things, as we're going to dwell in your presence, help us to sit at your feet as Mary did, oh God, and let none of your words fall from our ears, but we will hear a word from heaven and say, walk therein. This is the way. So we give you thanks and praise for your presence. Thank you so much for hearing our prayer, and thank you so much for the goodness that you have done for each and every one of us throughout this week. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, beloved, let us go to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2 now. I could go over, I have a lot more in verse 1, but I believe you all get it. Revelation chapter, you know what? The Lord wants me to do something. I look at verse 1 again, but I'm going to look at glory, but with light this time. Because remember, we'll go over this glory, the light and the glory is dealing with Jesus' character. The knowledge, the light is knowledge. Remember last week we said we'll go over this and prove it from the Bible. Remember, everything is to put to the law and to the testimony. Look at verse 1 at the last sentence. Let me just read it out. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. I need these words. The earth was lightened with his glory. We'll go over this, but why go over this, beloved? Every time I go over the word, like God giving me revelation, like if I constantly go over this, beloved, we will not leave verse 1. But, beloved, we want to get onto verse 5 or 4. But look at Numbers chapter 4. Look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 20 and 21. Just going to show you something, beloved, what I really miss every time you study in the Word of God. It's a mercy. Lord, I never see this one. Numbers chapter 14, verse 20 and 21. And the Lord said, I have pardon according to thy word. But as truly as I live, verse 21 I really want though, but as truly as I live, all the hurt shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The hurt going to be filled with what? His glory, his light of his revelation, or the knowledge of who Christ really is. Amen? But this glory going to be seen through us, our character. Remember that. Amen? We go over these things last week, but go with me. So what about those who will not give glory to him? Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. We're going to go to verse 3, verse 2. Don't worry. Just going to highlight some more stuff for you, beloved. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. I'm going there as well. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. It read, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart. Hold it right here now, beloved. Don't miss the blessing. If you will not hear what? If you will not lay it to heart. Lay what to heart? To give glory unto my name. Hold it right there. So you're telling me when this first angel is saying, I fear God and give glory to him. You're telling me this is a very, very serious thing. So now God is saying out of his mouth, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, Lord have mercy, and I will curse your blessings. We don't want that, right? No. Yea, I have cursed them already because ye lay it not to heart. In other words, we don't take these words seriously. So God is saying that we must take it to heart. Amen? Because we are his special people. And he wants to use us to equip us. So we have to come up under the eye in our walk. Amen? By beholding, by you stay in the word of God, you will be strengthened. Your understanding will be broadened, deepened, your intellect. God wants to sharpen our brain, our mind, our spiritual understanding. Are you with me? The more you stay in the word, Jesus can flash light. The Holy Spirit is going to impress upon your mind, give you the revelation of Christ. Are you with me? Especially what is going on, beloved. We need to know what is going on. But if you're not in the word of God, you're going to be running around like a chicken without head. But we are the head, not the tail. Amen? So we need to stay in the word. Are you with me? Now, let us move on. Remember now, and the Bible says, and the earth was lighting with its glory. Isaiah 60. These verses are familiar with us, but sometimes when you read it, it's a mercy. Let the Holy Spirit speak, beloved. Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3. Because the time is coming, beloved, Advent life, all of us. God going to pour out his Holy Spirit, but we are the one that tying up our Savior hand because we have no other people but us to give, to be prepared to give this message. Listen, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Whose light? And the glory, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This light is the knowledge of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge, to give the light of the knowledge. What is light? Knowledge. So now you have a knowledge of who Christ is. So now that's what the Bible says. For you were sometimes in the past darkness, but now presence, but now what? But now ye are light. What is this light? Knowledge. So now you have a knowledge of your Savior, Jesus Christ. So this knowledge now, so when you come to this knowledge, hold it. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. So the fear of God means you respect God. You reverence him. You love him. Are you with me? So now, when you come to this knowledge, what does heaven require of you to do with this knowledge? Or you could say light or the glory of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible says, and know Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of you? In other words, when you go to your job, your supervisor or your boss or your team leader require of you to do your task, your daily task. Are you with me? When you go to work. So now God gives us his word, and the Bible says, and now Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee? To love the Lord thy God and to walk in what?
all of his ways. When you and I start to walk in all of God's ways, now the earth going to start filled with his what? Glory. Lord have mercy. It's powerful, right? When we start walking in all of his ways, how can you walk in all of his ways? And you shall love me with all your heart. When you love, when a man loves his wife, he's going to seek to please her. Are you with me? When you love God, you're going to try to seek to please him. So now you are walking in all of his ways. You're going to reflect. You're going to demonstrate his character, his glory to the world. And others now, they will not say you are hypocrite. They will be willing to listen to you about Christ. Why? Because they see something different in you. Are you with me? They see that you behave different. When people see that in you, what are you doing? You are giving God what? Glory. Let us move on now. So now the Bible is saying that we must walk in this lightless darkness come upon us. Watch this now. For the light is the message. The knowledge is the message. Listen again. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon thee. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Everybody's confused. AI, UFO, and all of these things. People are saying all of these things. Everybody have their own opinion. This is the darkness that we are seeing. The only light comes from God. The only knowledge, this only wisdom comes from God. But the world is not going after God. They are going after the way of this world, which is the prince of this world. But I want to show you, beloved, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, the people's mind going to get dark. So that's why God said, even though they do not like to retain God in their knowledge, the knowledge that the world have, it is dark. It is earthly, it is sensual and devilish. But the knowledge that we have, it is spiritual. So because they do not have the knowledge of God, this is what the Bible says. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Who is on the earth? And gross darkness, the people. What is the condition of the darkness? Gross darkness, who? The people. But the Lord now. But the Lord going to have a people. But the Lord shall arise upon who? Thee, mercy, and his glory, not your glory, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. God is going to see Christ in you, the hope of what? Glory. Are you catching it, beloved? Watch this now. So when his glory is seen, now, watch is the attraction now. Remember the Bible says, you are and I, we are the salt, right? Salt gives flavor, it attracts. Are you with me? Watch this now. Verse 3. And the Gentiles, so because the Gentiles, the world, who are in darkness, they are seeing the light because the only God they're going to see in this world is the God that's in you through your experience, through your walk, your example. Are you with me or you carry yourself? Watch this now. And the Gentiles shall come to thy who? Thy light. You don't have no light of yourself. This light is Christ's light. When they come to John the Baptist and say, are you the Messiah? Are you Elias? Are you one of the prophets? He said, no. I am a voice in the crying in the wilderness, making way, straight the way of the Lord. Are you with me? So we are the forerunner, beloved. Are you with me? We are like John the Baptist, the Elijah. We have the Elijah message. Going to make way, make the way of the Lord straight. Are you with me? So now the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Watch this right now, beloved. Go with me, Jeremiah. Then we'll go to verse 2, Revelation 18, verse 2. Jeremiah 13, now. This is crucial. Jeremiah 13, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 16. Watch this word come again. Glory and light and gross darkness and also death. So the people who are in the earth is in what? Darkness, right? So remember, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. They are spiritually dead. So now the world, you got to see the condition of the spiritual death over the world in the government system, the council, all of these things, beloved. Watch this now. Now you're going to understand that what we are seeing, beloved. And you must not be catch off guard. You must not be distracted. Because if you are being distracted, you're going to be like them, the ones who are in darkness. And not only that, gross darkness. Watch this now. Jeremiah chapter 13, take heed, for me too and for you. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 16, give glory to the Lord your God, before he cast darkness. Hold it. Jesus is a light. You remember the voice said Jesus hid himself from the people. If Jesus is going to hide himself from us, we are going to get light. Hold it. John 8, 12, what it says? Jesus speak unto them, saying, I am the light, Advent light, right? I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. So if you are not following the word of God, if you are not following what the spiritual prophecy said, we must preach first, second, and third angel. If you are not following Christ's counsel, Christ's example, we are not following Christ. You are following your own idea. Spark of your own kindling, your own light. Listen to what the Bible says again. Give glory to the Lord your God before he casts darkness and before your feet. That word is a what? Lamp. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, Lord have mercy, while he looked for light, in John chapter 12, verse 35, Jesus said, walk while you have light. What is this light? Walk while you have the counsel. Walk and believe in the message that God is entrusted to this church, because the time is coming. Remember, I said, I'm going to send a famine. Not of bread and water, but of hearing. So people are going to go all over the place. This is it now. Watch this now. Let me look. What's the connection? And while you look for light, while you're looking for the first, second, and third angel message, while you're looking for oil, you will not find it. And while you look for light, he turned it into what? Shadow of death. Lord have mercy. Are you seeing this? What you see in the earth? The shadow of death. Hold it. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. The green pasture is the word of God. Can prove it, but we are going there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not what? Want. The shepherd what? He feed the flock. So the flock is not in our need. They will not be lacking. Are you with me? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He restoreth my soul. What restore your soul? He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley, call it, valley of decision, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, making decisions each and every day, watch this now. Even though you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death to make decisions either for eternal life or damnation, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. How do you know that Christ is with you? Because you are what? Abiding in his word. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So when you mess up, Jesus has to chastise you. Can you say chastise those who he loves? They'll comfort me, right? Don't prepare now. Watch this. Don't prepare a table. What is this table? Don't prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Isaiah chapter 80, chapter 30, verse 9. I'm not going to go there. Watch this now. Give glory to the Lord your God before he casts darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while he looked for light, he turned it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. This is a serious warning for each and every Adventist. Because we now supposed to be in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. We are entered into the most holy place under the faith of the third angel. He give us direct access to Christ, where Christ is at, interceding on our behalf as I preach. Are you with me? That's why we have the spirit of prophecy. We are told you have a more sure word of prophecy, whereby you take what? Heed. So Jesus is saying now, walk while you have light, Advent light. Walk while you have this message. Walk while you have peace. Walk while you can able to sit up, go to church freely. There's no persecution now. Walk while you have light. Walk while you have the privilege to study. Walk while you have all of this opportunity. Walk in it. Look for it, search for it, because the time is coming. You and I will not be able to watch. Listen to what the Bible said. While you look for light, who turned it? The Lord. He turned it into shadow of death. You will see nothing but death in this world. You see it increasing and make it gross darkness. You can't find you even know where you're going, stumbling. Are you with me, beloved? But now, there is hope. But now, ye are light in the Lord. Amen. Advert light. So walk while ye have light. Let darkness come upon ye. Are you with me? Are you with me? So while we are with the Lord, let us walk as children of light. Amen. Go back with me to Revelation 18 now. Revelation 18:2. Revelation 18:2. Who want to break down these verses? Are you with me? Are you with me, beloved? Because we are told that, beloved, I want to read a quotation for you, see if I can pull it up right quick. I want to read a quotation for you right quickly while you're going there. I want to read this quotation for you. We are reading this, the 18th chapter of Revelation. Manuscript 16, 1900, and Evangelism 230, paragraph 2. Satan has devised a state of things whereby the proclamation of the third angel's message shall be bound about. Tied up. We must beware of his plans and methods. There must be no toning down of the truth. What? There must be no toning down of the what? The truth. No muffling. You know, like the muffling. Can't speak. No muffling of the message for this time. The third angel's message must be strengthened and confirmed. That's another study in the future. Who's going to strengthen the third angel? The 18th chapter of Revelation reveals the importance of the 18th chapter of Revelation reveals the importance of presenting the truth in no measured terms, but with boldness and power. We are trying to explain in this with clarity. Are you with me, beloved? With boldness and with power. Listen to this last one. Last paragraph right here, there has been too much beating about the bush in proclaiming of the third angel's message. Are you hearing this, beloved? So, beloved, many are even preaching this third angel, first, second, or third angel message. Diluted. We are beating around the bush. We ain't calling sin by right name. We ain't calling sin by right name, beloved. We are lifting up our voice and tell even the elders, the preachers, the deacons, you have to preach this message and stop beating around the bush. Oh, Jesus, God, giving a smooth message. No, Sister White said, the pen of inspiration said that people don't need no smooth message. We don't need no precious truth. We need present truth for this time because we are going home. There has been too much beating about the bush in the proclamation of the third angel message. The message has not been given as clearly and distinctly as it should have been. This is what we're doing, beloved, by God's grace. I try to follow it. Pray for me. Go with me to Revelation 18 now, verse 2. Revelation 18, verse 2, beloved. We may finish on, we may sit on verse 2 and come back again to verse 3. Amen, beloved? We're going to go deep because we're going to identify who Babylon is. And what is going on today, beloved, to show you from Bible. We can give you Bible only as Bible and spiritual practice. Are you with me? Because we are told that we are known as people of the book. So right now, beloved, if we slack up in the past, now we need to come back to the book. Are you with me, beloved? So because the Gentiles is coming and they're going to come to our light. Can you imagine Brother Richardson going to pose in one day? Sister Carla, 2,000 in one day? Just open up our mouth. I see a woman up there when you go on. She's just preaching the word of God with such a power. I'm just crying. I'm just kneeling down. Beloved, that time is coming because God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit on each and every one of us. Sometimes we go out there and we don't even get no much response from people. But if you remain faithful, the day is coming that God's going to empower you on our Lord have mercy. I want to see that day. Can you imagine, beloved? Some of us, we can't even stay up for one sermon. We are sleepyhead. But the day is coming when the Holy Spirit is going to revive us. Are you with me, beloved? Even the pen of inspiration is going to be revived among us. Are you with me, beloved? You remember when the Holy Spirit called on disciples? they can't even contain them. The wisest and the most intelligent man can't even gainsay Peter. They say this man will give Jesus. They're going to say, man, these Advent-like people, they were with Jesus. Where you have to hear them? We are talking presidents, kings, rulers, and statesmen going to come to this message. Rich man, some of the power that be, beloved, they're going to come to this message because when we preach it, we're going to preach it with such a power, beloved. They're going to be like Cornelia, no, like Felix. Even though when Felix hear about the righteousness and temperance and judgment to come, and Felix turn away the man of God. No, this time they're going to trim me, beloved, and fall on their knees before your presence. What shall I do? Repent of your sins. This is the Lord cry of Jesus Christ, righteousness. It is the latter rain that's going to ripen the harvest. Let's move on. I'm too excited. Calm down, brother. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. Watch this now, beloved. Let us read now. Revelation 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, okay, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, apostate Protestants is fallen, Roman Catholic or the priests. Some of us, we are saying that. Beloved, I want to say this. I hear a lot of Adventists saying this. We must not focus too much on the Pope. If you know who the Pope you're talking, beloved, do not say that anymore. You know why? We are coming trees. That's trees in heaven heights. Ask God. Pray and ask God. Anytime you say that again, see how you feel throughout the week. I can do a survey with you. Never say that because that is God's enemy. And when you're saying that, you are like you're spitting in God's face and you're putting fist in God's face. No Adventist in these last days supposed to say we must not focus on the Roman Catholic Church. Because this is our enemy. All of a sudden, the world is thinking that the Hamas and all of these people, they are the enemy. No. The Roman Catholic, the CIA, create Hamas, create the Muslim and all of them, beloved, to destroy Christianity. And because of the grace of God, a lot of us, we are still alive. But, beloved, if this continues, they're going to eradicate Christians and Muslims and atheists. They're coming for us. All of this war, beloved, is pointing, is a target towards Adventists. You better wake up. It's coming, beloved. The war is going to get escalated, beloved. Gas price, you better look, continue to watch the news. It's going up. Start saving up some money because some of us, we're going to start getting laid off. If China goes into this war, Russia goes into this war, and all of them, beloved, ain't no shit gonna go on our sea, ain't no plane gonna fly over this missile and all of these things, beloved. The Bible talk about these things, but how are you in your walk with Christ? I'm just trying to help you to see where you are at today. If you hear His voice, Advent light, do not harden your heart to repent and say, Lord, help me. This is our message. Stay focused, Advent light. Are you with me? Because even if you are afraid, Christ will give you that faith. Remember Janus and Jerome, the Waldenses, beloved, they have such a faith. They know that the Roman Catholic is their enemy. But beloved, the Bible said they love not their life unto death. You don't have that faith. This is the faith that Jesus wants to give you. You have to remember that if you die in this battle, you must die at the post of honor for Christ. Because, beloved, when you raise up, can you imagine Jesus said, these are they. Jesus is going to carry us through to the unfalling world. The unfalling world who pass the test, never fall. Never get deceived by Satan. All eyes, all heaven, the whole universe going to be looking to you. When you sing a song, beloved, angels fold their wings, Advent light. They cannot join that song. Lord have mercy. The time is coming. Victory is coming. Joy is coming. Happiness is coming. But you have to go to the test. And you have to pass it. Are you with me? So I'm helping you. I'm trying to encourage your heart. Let us talk too much now. Go to the Bible, my brother. Revelation 18, 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils. We're going to break these down to the T. Amen? And the all of every false spirit, we're going to break this thing down too. And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, we're going to break that down too. Amen? Because we scan over these things. We are just told that these things, they are not the message has not been given as clearly and distinctly as it should have been. Watch this now. What caused the fall of Babylon? Testimony to Ministry 117, paragraph 4. The churches represented by Babylon are represented as having fallen from their spiritual state. Why God called apostate, Protestant, Babylon? Listen again. The churches represented by Babylon has represented as having fallen from their what? Spiritual state. To become a persecuting power against those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. To John, this persecuting power is represented as having horn like a lamb and as speaking as a dragon. Or does that a nation speak? Or does that a state speak? Truth or laws? Amen? One more step. Selected Messages, Volume 2, 68, volume, no, paragraph 1, sorry. Selected Messages, volume 2, page 68, paragraph 1. The whole chapter shows that Babylon that has fallen is the churches. Why God calling Babylon again? One more time. The whole chapter shows that Babylon that has fallen is the churches who will not receive the messages of one into the... Sorry, what I'm saying. Lord, forgive me. The whole chapter shows that Babylon that has fallen is the churches who will not receive the messages of warning the Lord has given in the first, second, and third angel message. They refuse the truth and accept a lie. What is this lie they accepted now? They accept Rome. This is why God called them Babylon. Where Protestant left off, Adventists pick up and continue with the protest. But some of us Adventists, we are saying that the process is over, but the protest continues. Listen, question, beloved. Because we read verse 2, what does the Bible mean they become the habitations of devil and cage of every unclean and hateful bird? Question again. What does the Bible mean they become the habitation of devil and cage of every unclean and hateful bird? Jeremiah, go with me to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 26. And 27. Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 26 and 27. For among my people are wicked men. For among my what? People are wicked men. Who are these wicked men? For among my people are found wicked men. Wicked men. They lay waste. Remember, they refuse the truth and believe a what? Lie. Watch this. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch man. How they catch man? We use the mouth for teaching and influence, as influence, right? They lay wait as he that setteth snares. What Babylon do? Trap God's people with pagan worship, with pagan traditions. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch man as a cage is full of birds. What I'm reading, I'm trying to connect Revelation 18 verse 2. Are you getting the connection again? Revelation 18 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling, and it becomes the habitation of devils, number one. And the whole of every false spirit, number two, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, three. Three unclean spirits. Catch it, beloved. Watch this again now. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 26 and 27. For among my people are found wicked men, Babylon. They lay wait as he that setteth snares, they set a trap. We're going to see what is the trap they use. And they set a trap, they catch men, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. We're going to look at that. Their houses, these wicked men, their houses are full of what? Deceit, lies, tricky, cunning. Therefore, they are become great and waxing rich. Sound familiar, right? All right, now. So the Bible said also in Revelation 18:2, and the all of every false spirit. Look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 4. Matthew chapter 13, verse 4. Matthew chapter 13, verse 4. Father in heaven, we pray that, Lord, I pray that if this is too heavy for somebody on this prayer line, I pray that, Lord, you can open up their mind, their understanding, so we can grasp, we can understand what you are saying to us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 4, and when he saw some seeds fell by the wayside. What is the seed? Luke, write this down. Luke, if you take your notes, Luke chapter 8, verse 11, Jesus said, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. So Babylon house is full of what? The seed. This is the seed that they use to sow in the minds, the words, the trickery, the cunning. Listen again. And when he saw, Jesus his son, and when he saw some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls represents people, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Devoured the word of God. Snatched that was planted in the heart, and Satan come with his trickery. One more step, beloved. I'm going to read Testimony for the Church, volume 4, page 13, paragraph 2. Testimony for the Church, volume 4, page 13, paragraph 2. The sins of the popular churches are whitewashed over. Many of the members indulge in the grossest, remember gross darkness? Many of the members indulge in the grossest vice and are steeped in iniquity. In the Babylon churches, they don't really preach repentance. It's prosperity gospel. That's why God called them Babylon. They will not receive Christ's doctrine. Babylon is fallen and it has become the cage of every foul and hateful bird. The most revolting sin of the age finds shelter beneath the cloak of Christianity. Many proclaim the law of God abolished, and surely their lives are in keeping with their faith. If there is no law, then there is no transgression, and there is no sin, right? For sin is the what, beloved? The transgression of what? God's holy what? Law. Amen. So now, beloved, why God is saying that, come out of Babylon? Because Babylon was completely fallen, right? Is there no room for calling them out? No, right? Listen to this, beloved. The message of the second angel did not reach its complete fulfillment in 1844. Listen now, this is our history. This is just words I put together. The message of the second angel did not reach its complete fulfillment in 1844. The churches then experienced a moral fall, okay, in consequence of their refusal of the light of the Advent message, but that fall was not complete. We know that, right? Because if the fall of Babylon, when the cup of iniquity is full, there's no more calling out of Babylon. Are you with me? So we have work to do. Watch this now. Question. What is this wine that all nations drink? Because Babylon is serving wine. So, but let us jump. I'm going to jump to verse 3. I'm just going to jump to verse 3. Revelation 18, verse 3. Revelation 18, verse 3. Revelation 18, verse 3. So we already do a study with this, with verse 2 already, the judgment of the great whore when Michael stand up, just to clarify that. Now, let us look at verse 3, beloved, because we still have a lot to cover. Revelation 18, verse 3. For all nations, we're still dealing with the same thing. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. Who is this? Rome, right? And the merchants, who are the merchants? Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, the great men of the earth. And the merchants, or the great men, or the rich men, or the money men, right? And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Question, what is this wine that all nations drink of? Her false doctrine. Are you with me? So now, wine is also symbolize doctrine. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. Jeremiah 51, verse 7. We're going to look at spiritual wine and spiritual wine. So now, Adventists, we serve unfermented wine. Babylon serve fermented wine. Are you with me? I pray that none of us we are drinking no wine. Are you with me? A strong wine, a strong liquor. Because the Bible says wine is a macos. Proverbs chapter 20, verse, yes. Verse 1 says wine is a macos. Strong drink is raging. And they that partake of it is not what? Why? So we don't, there's supposed to be no false doctrine among us. Because if we false doctrine, do you know that false doctrine causes you to be unclean and defiled? You know that? And you also become hateful and unclean birds. Lord have mercy. Listen to this, beloved. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that make all the hurt drunken, right? The nations have drunken of her wine. We're going to explain that, break it down with Bible. Therefore, the nations are mad. So when you drink this wine, what is the result of drinking this wine? The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are what? Mad. You know, no mad person. They hold up their mind. They don't do things which a normal person would do, right? We're talking about spiritual mad people. So everybody who is in Babylon, they are what? They are mad. But you can't go and tell the people that they are mad, okay? Don't be rude, amen? But you know, but in the back of your head, all right, they're mad, but Lord, help me to get them sober. Are you with me with the word of God, amen? All right, now, one more step, beloved. Jeremiah 51, verse 6 now. We're going to go backwards. Flee out of the midst of Babylon. Are these just coincidence, beloved? No. No, Jesus is sending a message from heaven in the midst. Are you with me, beloved? So God wants to have his people in his midst. Seventh-day Adventist, every member of the Seventh-day Adventist church supposed to be in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary in the midst of the throne. Watch this. So now Babylon, those who are in Babylon, they are in the midst of the teaching. They are so deep-rooted, they are almost fully drunk. So that's why God is saying, come out of her, my people. Take that cup from your mouth and drink my cup, my unfermented wine, so you can be sober and in your right mind. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Holy, how are you going to deliver every man his soul? Can you deliver somebody? No. Because now you are sober with the unfermented wine. So now because they are drunk and the false doctrine, the false teaching, are you with me? So now because you are sober, you're going to start to help them. Are you with me? You're not going to give them some spiritual tea. Are you with me? Spiritual herb, which is the word of God, to sober them up. Are you with me? To bring them back to their senses. Are you with me? So they can make sound decisions for Christ. Are you with me? Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her what? Iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's what? Vengeance. Fear God and we give what? Glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. His judgment is his vengeance that he's going to repay unto the wicked. But you see, beloved, some people say that some people are afraid of Revelation, the book of Revelation, beast and all of these things. But you see in the love of God, are you with me? You see mercy is pleading, right? Jesus is thinking, sing out of the midst of Babylon and deliver heavy men his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity or seven last plague. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. The midst. So in the midst of Christ, well, let me show you something, beloved, because let me give you some hope. Okay, we have 10 minutes. Go with me to John chapter 20, verse 19, midst. Let us look at this word midst. We'll go over this. This is not the way we're going to go. We're going to go at a different angle. Amen? John chapter 20, verse 19. John chapter 20, verse 19. We're dealing with Babylon. So those who are in Babylon, they're in the midst of Babylon, but Babylon is in a peace, peace, when there is no what? Peace. But when you have Jesus, when you're in is Jesus' presence, in the most holy place where your high priest, your general, your commanding chief, beloved, where he have at this moment, when you're in his presence, he will give you what? Peace. Are you with me? And you will have a sound mind. You will not be drunk with false doctrine. Watch this now. Let me show you when Jesus is in our presence, what he brings in the midst, right? So the Bible says, flee out of the midst. Why you need to flee out of the midst of Babylon? Because Babylon is serving false doctrine, false wine. Watch this now. Because Jesus said, come out of her and come into Jesus' presence. Watch this now. Watch the switch. John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the door were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. The time is coming, you know, beloved, for us. Amen? I am scaring you, but I have to tell you the truth. Amen? It's a reality. Amen? But we need such a faith that can face the trouble. Amen? Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, we're the disciples. Some of us, we can't even get along. We want our own bathroom, our own bedroom. But the time is coming when we're going to bundle up together. And we're going to cry out day and night to Jehovah God. Amen? Without an high priest. Listen again. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the door was shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus. Lord have mercy. Peace. Came Jesus and stood in the midst. Listen to that word, beloved. So you see, God was powerful using words. Words that are powerful. Stood in the midst and said unto them. We know we're running out of time, so I'm giving you hope now. Peace be unto you. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of the trouble? You must say, come trouble, like Jacob. Lord, I will not let go until you bless me with your peace. Even though in the time of trouble, in the time when we see chaos and violence, you need peace. We're looking at the midst, beloved. We're going to show you how Babylon said peace. Babylon have healed God's people slightly and say peace. When there is no peace, then sudden destruction. We know we're going to come back, beloved. Let me give you more hope. Go with me to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Give you Jesus, amen? In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, what we gonna say? Give me Jesus. So let me give you Jesus before you depart. Amen? Let me give you Jesus, beloved. Luke chapter 24, verse 36. Be encouraged. Let me give you Jesus. Be in the midst of Christ. Luke 24. I have more to give you too, using up the time. Luke 24, verse 36. And as they thus speak, Jesus stood, too excited. Calm down, brother, calm down. Tripping up in your words. As they thus speak, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, said unto Advent Light, said unto the visitor, said unto the listener, peace. Finish it. Peace be unto you. This is his word. Verse 37. But they were terrified. Are you terrified in time like this? In times like this? But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Verse 38. And he said unto them, why are you in trouble, Advent Light? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? I wonder if I'm going to die. I wonder if I'm not going to see Jesus coming in the clouds. Jesus said, why are you in trouble, Advent Light? Why do thoughts arise in your heart? Beloved, verse 39, behold my hands. There is hope. Behold my hands, I am risen. I have power to deliver you out of this. I have power even to raise you up again. Behold my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Handle me. How we handle Jesus? His word. Are you handling his word? Handle me and see. taste and see and realize. So you have peace. It is good. His peace is good. Before you go and see, for a spirit has no flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And see, touch and see, handle me, I will give you peace. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Go with me to Jeremiah now. Go with me to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 6:14, beloved. Lord have mercy. God's word is beautiful. Let me give you hope, beloved. Amen. God's people need hope. Let me encourage your heart. Strengthen your heart, beloved. I pray that this encouragement can take you throughout the week, even just meet another Saturday. Amen. So we can be refreshed again. Wherever we go and listen to the word, devotion. Are you with me, beloved? Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14. I'm skipping. Bear with me. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14. But this is Babylon. Jesus, they said now, they have healed also the earth of my daughter. Sorry. They have healed also the earth of the daughter of my people slightly. Saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But at my peace, I leave with you. Not only leave with you, my peace I gave unto you. So Jesus said, I never give you a spirit of what? Fear. Mm-hmm. But of power. Mm-hmm. And of love. And a sound mind. Your sound mind, you have a peaceful mind. Are you with me, beloved? So they want to say peace, peace, when there is no peace. But Jesus said, why are you troubled? Why thoughts rise in your heart? Why are you so troubled? Bring it all to Jesus. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Next time we will go back over, beloved, we still have a lot to go over. Let us pray. I just want to encourage you with that as well. That was my appeal to you. Peace. Let this peace be with you. Knowing that you have a high priest who's still on the throne of the majesty in the heavenly sanctuary. Amen. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor. Lord, as we are about to depart from the phone, I pray that you may touch, you may bless all of my brothers and sisters in the hearing of my voice. I pray that, Lord, you may be with them. I pray that you may keep each and every one of us, for we cannot keep ourselves. Lord, keep us, O God, and thank you so much for this Sabbath day of yours again. Help us to give you glory and thanks and appreciate this day. And to reflect upon your goodness. Reflect upon your word. Let us, each and every one of us, find us the favorites, our favorite scriptures that can uplift, that can encourage, that can nourish our souls in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that timely message. And we know only the peace of God can keep us, can help us, and, you know, give us hope, give us joy in this sad, evil, sinful world. As in John 14:26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Brothers and sisters, as we are in the last days, we see these things which have been foretold in the Bible, spirit of prophecy, coming to pass. Let not our heart be troubled. God will give us strength to overcome. He will give us wisdom and understanding. And many he will lay to rest, but he will give us peace. We will not be fearful. So let us hold on to the true promises of God. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And let us be faithful even unto death. Let us ask the Lord to help us to love him with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Amen. So, again, I just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for joining us. May you have a blessed Sabbath. and may you be filled with the Holy Spirit, and may you be blessed. I'm not a singer, but I just want start off the song Wonderful Peace in just a chorus. I'll try to sing. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in bottomless billows of love. May you have peace and joy, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you, and he's soon to come, and he wants all of us to have peace. Amen. God bless you.